Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and Happy New Year. You know, everyone loves new and ambitious goals when a new year rolls around, but it takes some specific criteria to ensure those dreams become reality. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 422. Scary, exciting, and crystal clear, the goals you need in the new year. Good morning, I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. So as one of my goals for the new year, I am planning to change what I do for my career. Now, no, it doesn't mean the podcast is going anywhere, but what it does mean is that I am hoping to make the new year new, which means I'm going to be taking on some new and ambitious projects, and I would hope the same is true for you. Now, if you've heard my podcast in the past few years, you've probably heard my perspective on New Year's in general, which is that I don't think a new year is all that special. Now, it doesn't mean that a new year can't be special, but it's just another day on the calendar. I mean, really, if you want to change your life, you can do so on any day. It doesn't take a January 1st or a fireworks celebration or anything special. It just takes you making a choice to say, today is a new day, and I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to identify problems and then find solutions to them. I'm going to make a list of goals that I want to achieve and then set out to achieve them. Really, when it comes to a new year, it's just a big societal marker of this is new. This is something different for all of us, which could be cool. There's a lot of potential for that. But at the end of the day, the people that change their lives do so for very compelling reasons, which a day in the calendar doesn't really do it for most people, as is evident by everyone who joins a gym and then quits 2 days later. It's not about the day on the calendar. I love New Year's. I think it's great to have things that are fresh and exciting, but I don't love New Year's for the chance to do things new. I love New Year's just because I like things that are new. But the change that takes place, the newness, the growth, the evolution, the actual achievement of something specific and awesome, that's on you to make a choice to accomplish on any day of the year, and it doesn't require January 1. So, let's get to what it will take for you to make this year something special, or any day on the calendar something special. The episode this week, we're going to tackle scary, exciting, and crystal clear goals, ultimately the ones that actually make a difference when you're trying to do something truly awesome. Now, recently in my life and in my business, I decided to evolve what I'm working on and take things to the next level, which is going beyond podcasting. One of my new and ambitious goals is the world of voiceover. So what you'll be hearing from me in the next few months and definitely over the next few years will be new and exciting voiceover work that I'll be doing. Will that affect you in this podcast? Probably not. I'll probably just talk about it a lot because I like to talk about it. So one of the things that I did was I bought a vocal booth. And if you've seen pictures of my podcast home studio, it's not a booth. It's just a desk with a microphone and some speakers and a camera and some lights and a bunch of recording gear. But it's all just out in the open in the room. And so, yes, I have some sound panels hooked up that I custom built last year, and that has made a dramatic difference in the sound isolation in this room. But to do really high-quality voiceover work, you need better microphones, and you definitely need a booth. So I am evolving my home studio, I'm evolving the work that I'm doing, and I'm taking on some new and exciting challenges. And that's what I would hope for you, is that you're choosing goals that fit these criteria, the goals that are exciting, you actually want to do them, goals that are scary because they sound a little bit too ambitious, and goals that are most importantly crystal clear, which means you know exactly what you're setting out to do. Now, when I see people fail at goals, they are missing these elements. The goals are not scary enough, which means they're probably not that ambitious. They're not exciting because the goal doesn't mean anything to them. And the goals are definitely vague, confusing, and not at all clear, which winds up resulting in nothing happening. So, I want you to do something with your year that is better than last year. So, let's kick this off with the first element of these criteria, which is making goals scary. Now, in the past, you may have heard a famous quote, which is to do something every day that scares you. I love this idea in concept, but in practicality, it's a little bit misplaced. So what we're talking about is a goal that embodies fear to you. It doesn't mean that the goal itself has to be extraordinarily daunting or over-the-top ambitious, but what it does mean is that this is something you've probably procrastinated, you've probably delayed it, you've probably found excuses not to do it, because the thought of doing it means you have to try something you honestly just don't want to do. It could be fear, it could be fright, it could be nervousness or apprehension. Whatever it is, you've held yourself back because there's a possibility, and this is the key part, that you could fail. Scary goals really have nothing to do with fear at all. They have to do with failure. And we have this, I don't know what you would call it, this apprehension to pursue things that might cause us to fail because we don't want to fail. As high achievers, which I view you as a high achiever, we, as high achievers, don't want to fail. We want to achieve. We want to succeed. We want things to go really well. We want an A on the paper in school. We want to get the highest mark possible. We want success. So things that are scary, by definition, might be things that could cause us to not achieve the thing we want. So when I view a new goal, I have to admit to myself that I am holding myself back by not pursuing the things that scare me because I know that I, Jeff Sanders, don't want to fail. The last thing I want to do is be embarrassed or feel bad or guilty or shameful or have to publicly admit that I did something that did not work. The problem with that mentality of taking on goals that are scary and then backing away from them because we're not ready yet, the problem there is we never challenge ourselves. We never face that fear. And the true success we're looking for is on the other side of that fear. The thing we actually want is just beyond those couple of steps we need to take. And then all of a sudden we'll have it. But we have to be willing to make those few steps to embrace that fear, face it head on, and do that thing. So when you're thinking about a new and big goal, number one, it doesn't have to be new, and it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be something that you know kind of scares you a little bit. And if you could work on that thing consistently and pursue it daily, then you have the chance to actually make real progress. You know, one of the books that I'm digging into right now that I'm going to go into a lot of detail on later is called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. You've probably heard of this guy, or at least heard of the aura around him, which is this very intimidating, dominating, very intense guy who has made a mark for himself in a number of ways. But one of the key things he talks about all the time, I mean constantly, on the internet, in his book, everywhere, is this idea that we need to do hard things. We need, as people, to discipline ourselves to be willing to take on things that are frightening, that are difficult, that are intentionally beyond what we think we can do. And when we do those things, that's when amazing things happen. That's when you all of a sudden prove to yourself, wait a minute, I can do this. I have more potential in me. I have more power, more success that's possible for me if I'm willing to start and just take on a little bit at a time. It doesn't require skydiving. It doesn't require intense activities. It really just requires the first step. And that first step leads to a second that leads to a third and on and on. So if something that you're pursuing doesn't classify as the scary category, but it does classify as something that could cause you to fail and that's why you're holding back, then I would challenge you to take that on this year. Truly admit to yourself that you have held yourself back, that you are the bottleneck in this process, and the best way forward is to bust through that and ensure you're taking on things that truly frighten you in the right way. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is and has always been my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following, I can customize my portfolio, and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Number two, we obviously want goals that are exciting, because being scary by itself is not the point, right? The point is to do work and to pursue goals that we would love to pursue, that the end result sounds fulfilling. You know, when I took on marathons and ultra marathons on a weekend basis, literally almost every week, I was taking on goals that were exciting to me. Now, the average person, when I think about a marathon or ultra marathon, may not hear the word exciting, may not come to mind that that sounds fun to do, because it sounds like it's torture, and it kind of is. But what I proved to myself to be true over time was that the more that I pursued the act of running, the more steps that I took, the more that I was willing to move one step closer to that goal, the more fun it became. The more my skills improved, and the more that I was able to say, you know what, a marathon or ultra marathon sounds really cool. Yes, it sounds daunting, it sounds scary, but most importantly, it sounds like something that would be thrilling to achieve, that I would get a medal at the finish line, that I'd be able to say to myself for the rest of my life, I did that thing, and that was awesome. And I want to be able to pursue goals that are exciting in that way, that I wake up, maybe at 5 a.m., and think, I get to do this today. Oh my gosh, I get to pursue this thing that I love. Wouldn't that be awesome if that was my life every day? Wouldn't it be awesome if my goals were awesome? And that's what a new year can become if you want it to be, if you're choosing goals that fall into that category. So yes, we want things that are beyond our current abilities, so they stretch us and grow us. But it's also super important to want that goal to be achieved because you are excited about the possibility of it happening. Because the impact that it will have on your life or the lives of others around you is something you truly value. And that's what you want. A goal that says, if this thing happened, wouldn't it be incredible? Wouldn't it change my life, my business, my family, my community? Those kinds of goals are worth pursuing. And here's another key point about that. When we take on small goals or we take on big goals, we tend to give a similar amount of effort to them. This is a fascinating thing. I know in my own life this is true, that when I get myself really involved in a project, regardless of its size, I tend to give my whole life to the project. And I put in a lot of time, money, energy, all the things you would need. But the results that I get are dependent upon the size of the goal. So if I chose a small goal, I get small results. But if I chose a larger goal, a more impactful goal, an exciting, fulfilling, audacious goal, well, then I get those types of results instead. So if you're looking for something that is both scary and exciting, you need to think a little bigger. The larger goals will carry with them larger results. Now, yes, they also could potentially bring on some failure that's a little larger than you would want as well. However, what I have seen is that when you pursue big goals, failure isn't really what happens. This falls into the category of, if you shoot for the moon and miss, you'll land in the stars. Well, this fits that mold perfectly, because if you pursue a really big goal, but the actual goal itself isn't achieved, you're still going to make phenomenal progress along the way. So now we know the goal is scary, we know it's exciting, we know it's big. The next criteria is the goal is crystal clear. You know, of all the things that will stop you in your tracks faster than anything in the pursuit of any goal is the lack of clarity. If the goal is fuzzy, if it's general, if it's vague, if it's non-specific, well, then what are you going to do about that goal? Not much, because how can you pursue something if you don't know what it is, right? The goal of driving somewhere doesn't mean a whole lot. The goal of going to a specific city at a specific address means something. You can put it in your phone, in the map, and say, take me here, and it will take you there. You can't tell Google Maps or Apple Maps or an old school atlas, like, hey, take me somewhere. Like, somewhere is nowhere. You have to go to an actual location. Being specific with your goals requires that level of detail. And the more detailed you are, the more that you understand what you're pursuing, and then you have more clarity on what next actions to take. And this is the big deal. When you're trying to pursue the next thing on your to-do list, you need to know how that specific action relates to the bigger picture. And if you know that next individual action will take you to the next bigger action, and the next bigger one takes you to the end goal eventually, everything is synchronized. It's all tied together. There is clarity among the steps. And you only get that clarity if the end goal is that clear. And then you reverse engineer the process to know what your next steps will be tomorrow and the next day and the next week and on and on. And the key here is just to make that decision in the beginning, to know what the goal can be, to write it down, to review it daily, because that kind of review keeps it crystal clear in your mind. And one of the best ways to do this that I actually learned from Michael Hyatt, I believe, years ago, was to build a model of your goal. This could be a two-dimensional drawing. It could be a 3D physical model itself. But something that says, this is the thing I'm trying to achieve. This is a thing I can visualize. I can look at. I can touch it. I know what I'm trying to go and create. And here is this vision of what the end result could look like. Now, maybe your goal doesn't necessarily have that kind of a clear model to create, so go ahead and create one. Give yourself something tangible to look at and remind yourself of that goal on a daily basis, and then all of a sudden you have the clarity to move forward. Okay, so now we know our goals are scary, exciting, big, and clear. Let's imagine for a second, though, that you don't know what your goal is going to be. How can you be clear on a goal if you haven't yet made the decision? Well, guess what? Your mission for this year is to make that decision. I have been in this place, I don't know how many times, incredible amounts of times, where I've asked myself this question of, what do I want now? Where am I heading next? What's the next big thing to pursue? And the one thing that's helped me along that process is to take some time out on my calendar for brainstorming, specifically taking a whiteboard in my office, and I'll write down a question at the top that asks me, Jeff, what are you doing? What do you want out of this process? What goal do you want to achieve next? What's going to change your life more than anything else in the next 30 days? And then I brainstorm ideas and possibilities and things that could draw some creativity out of me so that I can make that decision. Now, the problem I've had is that oftentimes I don't have good ideas on my own and I need to pull in other people. And the first thing that I do when I'm trying to identify something specific like that is actually not talk to other people themselves. I read books and I take courses and I listen to podcasts like this one and I listen to audiobooks and I fill my brain with more creative information from other people as fast as I can. And whenever I begin that process, it gets my own brain moving, and then I discover what I want to do next based upon the creative and intelligent ideas from other intelligent people. So if you do not have that clarity yet in your next move, and you've tried to brainstorm on your own and it hasn't worked, try to incorporate the ideas of other people as best you can. And yes, this could come from a coach or a mastermind group or a therapist or a spouse or a friend. It could come from anywhere. But the key is to engage ideas that are outside of your own mind to then bring in those new ideas. You can then move them around in your own head and clarify what it is you want to do next. So now let's imagine you've decided upon a couple of big goals you want to achieve this year, but you've got a problem, a practical scheduling problem, which is that the goals you've decided upon and the calendar that you see in front of you don't seem to have any alignment. You don't really see the visual for how you're going to actually spend the time to work on these goals that you claim are now the most important things in your life and business. This is what I do almost every day for myself, for my own business, for my own life, which is I hack through my calendar. I dice it and splice it and cut it up and rearrange it and rebuild it. Because the only way you can possibly move forward in a progressive, sustainable way is to have direct alignment between what you want and what your calendar allows for, which means you're rebuilding your life from scratch potentially, but at least, at the very least, rebuilding your time usage so it aligns to guaranteed focus blocks of time on the thing you want to do. And when you have that guaranteed focus blocks of time on your calendar each and every week for the goals you want to work on, you're gonna make amazing progress. Honestly, that's all that it takes. Guaranteed focus on something super important equals results. It equals progress. That's the whole thing. The challenge is figuring out how to guarantee it. It's one thing to tell yourself that you want to do it or that you could do it tomorrow. The other is ensuring it will definitely happen. And the more often you're able to craft your life and your environment and you reduce distractions and you ensure you have the resources and you bring together what you need, well, then all of a sudden, moving forward is not only possible, it is a guarantee. It is going to happen. And that kind of clarity, that kind of confidence, that's incredibly powerful. That's the thing that will take you from someone who's been trying to someone who is actually succeeding. The difference there is the execution, and that comes from guaranteed focus blocks of time on your calendar every week. And then finally, the last piece of this process is the actual execution itself, which means each and every day you have to re-decide to move forward. Each and every day you have to decide again that yes, today I'm still committed. Now, I would love to say that I chose a goal years ago and I made that choice once and that was it. But that's not how the real world works. Not how my own brain works. I know that. I have to re-decide to pursue something each and every day, to decide to go to the gym yet again, to decide to work on my business yet again, to sit down at my desk and write yet again. These choices have to be remade every day because success is a daily decision. And so if you want the kind of success you've been talking to yourself about for so many years, it's going to happen because you decide each and every day that you care that much about the thing you want. And you're going to decide again and again and again to say yes and yes and yes. If you have an off day, those are going to happen. That's fine. But the next day, you're back on the saddle again. And we're saying yes again. Right? The more often you're able to say yes, you build that discipline, you build that momentum, you solidify those habits. And then all of a sudden, what happens? You actually succeed. And then you build momentum upon your past successes, which gives you even more of a tidal wave, a snowball effect of moving forward with bigger and better goals. That's the kind of lifestyle and rhythm we're going for. Is one where January 1st may be around the corner, that's great. Or maybe it's not. Who cares? Because we have momentum and success has been building for a long time, and we're going to take on the next big goal because we can and we want to, and we have the resources we need. We have the clarity we need. We are taking on the fear because that's the next best move. And we're excited about it, because why not? And for that action step this week, clarify your ambitious pursuit. To jumpstart your year in the best way possible, you need a goal that scares you, excites you, and clarifies what you'll be doing every single day. Once again, if you don't know what your goals are, then brainstorming and deciding upon your goals is your goal. JeffSanders.com/422 is the place to go to get the episode notes. Also, subscribe to this podcast in the app you're using right now, or go to JeffSanders.com/subscribe. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.